host, Sean, and across the long, long way, Danny. It's getting warm. Where's the cold weather at?
I don't know about you, but if it's warm out there, it's not out here. I mean, it's sunny, but it's Wednesday on a Thursday out here. The calendar's messed up. It was supposed to be yesterday when it was Wednesday, not today. It's also Pi Day today.
Yes, it sure is. Got to get them pies.
If you're a fucking nerd. And I'm sure you're too late to take advantage of any of the cool pizza deals.
Probably.
So they opened this new gas station that I drive by every day if I take Van Buren to work.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I was talking to my cousin and her now fiance about that. And he was like, oh, man, they got pretty good beer selection there. And I'm like,
I was like, where is this going? Like, how old are we now? We're talking about gas stations? Gas stations. It's a good gas station.
So he's like, they got pretty good beer selection there. They got a beer cave and everything. And I'm like, I really want to believe him, but I've also seen the places he hangs out and the beer he drinks. And so finally I'm like, you know what? I have some space for some cans of beer. I'm going to swing by and see what they got. And so it's a Speedway, right? And I'm already like confused because I pull up and I see Slurpee decals on the window. And I'm like, wait, is this a undercover 7-Eleven? Like, they're not allowed to have so many 7-Elevens within a certain mile radius. And so they have to call it something else on the outside. And so I go in and I'm like checking out to see if they have the new flavors of Mountain Dews. They have space for Mountain Dews, but no. So maybe they just hadn't come in yet or they were sold out. But so I go over to the beer cave and I'm like, all right, on the outside, they have the standard, like the three tall boy cans that are, you know, saran wrapped together.
Yeah.
And I'm like, well, that's standard. You know, you want those out front, right? For people just to, after work, run in, grab one, throw those on the counter and maybe get gas, maybe get lottery tickets, whatever else they need and be on their way. But the good stuff's in the beer cave, right?
Cigarettes. My marijuana cigarettes.
Not yet. Maybe soon. But not yet. But yeah, the good stuff's got to be in the beer cave, right? No. It's just like Modelo, but it's like the standard like grocery store beer.
Yep.
I was expecting like not even really any like gas, like middle ground craft breweries, like Brewery X or something, you know?
Yeah.
It's all just macro.
Macro to the max, baby.
And I'm just like, man, this guy wasted 5 minutes of my life that I'm never gonna get back, dude. I'm so mad.
Did you at least walk away with a nice cold Mountain Dew to drink?
No.
On the way home?
No, I did not. I was too upset even for that.
Oh, geez. Terrible news.
But there is one thing I have to try. I heard about it on a podcast. They're talking about the Mountain Dog. Get some flavor of your choice of the Mad Dog 2020. Mix it with Mountain Dew.
Fair enough.
Oh man! So this week, the NFL free agency period opened up, Sean.
Dude, it's been so freaking crazy, dude. And like normal traditions, we got the incest swap of NFC North, because we always swap players. But the bromance continues, Danny. Raiders Packers like this.
So I know when on Reddit people were like, so is he gonna go there, win a Super Bowl, and then a couple years later come back and be a veteran leadership signing?
Oh my god, I didn't even look at the Raiders subreddit. For those that don't know, Josh Jacobs, the running back, is now the oldest starting player on the Packers offense at the whopping age of 26. And it doesn't have the offensive line in here, but out of like all the receivers and everything, it's literally like Josh, his little brother, Jordan Love at 25, and then everybody else. You got Watson and Melton at 24, and then everybody else is like 23. It's you got the babe running around on the field.
There's I can't remember his page, but there's a guy that makes short videos about, NFL. There's a really good making fun of Dak Prescott and his cadence, and also Russell Wilson and his
Is it that
waffles.
white guy that with like stringy hair? Because
I
there's
think
a
so, and he'll like pretend to be the other players, like Mac Jones and all them. He calls Tom Brady daddy or dad.
I know who you're talking about. Because I've seen like a couple people start trying to like copy his style, and I'm just like, dude, you guys can't do this. Like, you're not good at it.
No. But he was talking about the Packers signing Jacobs, and it's like, oh, very cool. So you're gonna have like arguably the best running back tandem in the league. Oh, all and then they cut back to the Packers like, oh, also we cut Jones.
Dude, I was so mad that they just
And then the
didn't
Vikings are
figure
like,
it
oh yeah,
out.
we signed him.
Yeah, he's ours. He's ours now. Thank you. Thank you. I just don't understand like why you wouldn't just keep him. Like I get like restructuring, but come on. I don't know. I don't
I
know what,
mean,
and I don't know
maybe.
what kind of hometown discount he was talking about because he didn't get really that much more from. I get it. Like he got more guaranteed money out of the Vikings, so. Is what it is.
Right.
It's a business, man. He's gotta get that money because he ain't got that much more time left at the
No,
old age of fucking 30.
his 3.5 year career or whatever on average the NFL running back lasts.
Yeah, pretty
And then,
much.
yeah, the Raiders. They signed a couple players to defense, but we got added another even better possible mustache to our quarterback room.
Yeah.
And then AOC and his fucking super trooper Farva mustache.
Yeah,
All the memes were like, yeah, we're gonna have all the super troopers in our quarterback room.
yeah.
But he seems. Oh, and the other memes were, because I guess when the Raiders played the Colts, every time he'd get knocked down by Max Crosby, he'd call him little boy. So they did a mock-up jersey of him wearing the same number he did wore with the Colts, and instead of his last name on the back, it said little boy.
That's too funny. Yep. And then we also stole or we signed Xavier McKinney from the Giants to our defense. So upgrading that safety package. Gonna be interesting. I've never seen Packers get like a little aggressive on the free agency.
I know usually they're homegrown and like maybe trade or something, but yeah,
I think
I don't got
they're
that.
yeah, I mean they got safety running back guaranteed locked in, so now it's like offense, defensive line and linebackers. Like, I mean, it sounds like they're gonna probably be drafting depth of those positions. So
Oh, and if you need a backup quarterback, Jimmy Garoppolo is available to all teams.
maybe the Bears need them.
Yeah, nobody knows what they're doing.
So,
But
but oh my
I'm
God,
just
yeah,
glad.
that's so ridiculous. The whole Bear situation, like Fields isn't going anywhere. I'm just waiting for the Jamarcus Russell, the Russell Wilson cut. Just fucking cut him because you can't get nothing.
Right? Just eat the biggest dead cap a lot amount of money in the history of the NFL.
Throw the Broncos up one more time.
In the Steelers country, let's ride.
Let's smelt.
Yes, let's steal.
Yes. And then
So,
you say it first because you got to be saying what
no,
I'm
go
going
ahead.
to say.
I was gonna kind of change the subject, but keep it on the NFL.
Oh, dude, and then Atlanta signing the 4 years to fucking Kirk Cousins.
Oh
Like,
yes,
what the fuck? dude, I just couldn't believe it.
I'm sure Minnesota fans were like, "Why didn't he re-sign with us?" And then they saw how much money he got. It's like, yeah, we weren't gonna pay him that much. That's ridiculous.
He's not that good of a quarterback. They're like, oh, he'll be fine.
I mean, if he stays healthy, he's good. It's just,
Yeah. Who
He
knows?
hasn't exactly proven that is one of his talents.
Dude, and then it just makes me laugh. Freaking what's the name from New England just goes to Jacksonville as a fucking sixth round draft pick. What, Mac
Yeah, that
Jones
one
or
guy's video
something?
was, he was like talking to, him, his dad, Tom Brady, and it's like, you were drafted in the sixth round. I got traded for the sixth round. We're basically the same value.
Oh jeez. Yeah, it'll be interesting to see what else happens. I think most I assume it's going to be a little bit quiet now that things have settled down. All the big names have started to get signed. So.
Yeah, I saw a guy, and he was a Jaguars fan, and he's like wearing a jersey, and he's like, yeah, when we drafted this guy, I was so excited, and then he didn't work out, and then he took that jersey off, and then he's like, and then we signed this guy, and then he liked his drugs too much, and so we got rid of him, and then it's like the next one was like Christian McCaffrey, and it's like we signed a stud running back. He's going to be in our backfield for years. He's a generational talent. There's no way we're going to trade him away. And if we do, we're going to at least get first round, at least one first rounder for him, if not multiple. Oh, no, we didn't. Oh, no, we didn't. And then he takes that off. And then it was DJ Moore. And it's like, DJ Moore, man, he's an amazing wide receiver. We're never going to get rid of him. Oh, we're trading him? Oh, we'll get a first round for that, too.
Nope.
Oh, no. Oh, we just swapped first rounders. So, no, we didn't. I'm going to say no. And then he takes off another one. And it's like two more jerseys. And then on the Instagram, the top comment's been popping up, and the top comment was from the punter on the team. He's like, please don't buy my jersey.
Oh, gotta love that punter humor.
Yes. So, but Justin Fields still might end up in New York for the Jets, because they might need a quarterback.
That's true. Aaron Rodgers is going to be vice president of the country.
Yes, with his anti-vax and the kids that the Sandy Hook were actors,
He actually
the
came out.
kids.
Yeah, he just sent out a I think a tweet saying that that was all bullshit. You
About
know,
the vice president or the Sandy Hook thing?
no, the Sandy Hook thing. He's like, that is a tragedy. That is not what I said.
Okay.
Yeah, he's like back pedal lean. I don't know what he said. I don't ever watch. I can't watch any of those crazy government conspiracy shows or anything. It's
We
too
don't have to. You just watch
ridiculous.
Pat McAfee.
I can't watch him. He gets too crazy.
Yeah, but I'm just saying,
Isn't
Aaron Rodgers is,
he like
speaks freely
banned
on
from
that
the
show.
show?
He was, and then he came back like a week, literally like a week later,
Oh my God.
or 2 weeks later. It wasn't gone. He wasn't gone long.
Yeah.
It was very much like an injury, like a wrestling injury, where it's like, The Rock got hurt and couldn't wrestle, but that was also coincidentally when he was filming like The Scorpion King.
Yeah.
And then as soon as they were done filming The Scorpion King and the movie was getting ready to come out in theaters and they needed to publicize it, he was healthy again.
Of course he was. He's like, I'm back, bitch.
Yes, and
I'm
now he's
ready.
back. Apparently he's throwing around his weight as on the chairman, as on the board of governors for WWE.
Is he fucking shit up?
Well, originally it's supposed to be, everyone thought Cody Rhodes was gonna wrestle Roman Reigns at WrestleMania because last year he lost, and everyone was like, this isn't the end of Cody's story. Cody's story is gonna continue. And then those stuff that was supposed to go on with CM Punk, and he got hurt, and then Brock Lesnar, and he got caught up in the whole Vince McMahon thing.
Yeah.
So they're like, well, fuck, we got to bring somebody. So they brought The Rock back, and everyone's like, oh, so Roman Reigns is gonna wrestle The Rock, and he's gonna fuck that up for Cody. And it seems like the way it's going, it almost seems more like a proxy war between Triple H and The Rock more than anything, because The Rock keeps threatening Triple H. It's like, I know you're in charge of all the wrestlers, but
I'm
I'm
your
above you.
boss.
You're
Yeah.
I'm your boss, that kind of shit.
Got
Yeah.
you. So they're doing
So
more of like them two are fighting more than like The Rock's gonna come in and like win the championship belt.
but because he's also part of, they're all family, the Roman Reign, the bloodline, as
Yeah.
they call it. They're all part of that Samoan legacy. Rikishi is, there's the twins, those are, he's their dad and he's like The Rock's cousin, and Roman Reigns' dad is like his brother or something. Like they're all, so they're not sure exactly how it's going to happen, but somehow like they're thinking, like, you know, everyone has to come up with theories for their YouTube channels or social media. They can't just let things come out naturally. So they're thinking that somehow The Rock's, it's either going to be like a, at some point there's going to be a tag team or something between The Rock and Roman Reigns and Seth Rollins and
Triple
Cody
H.
Rhodes.
Oh, gotcha.
No, Cody Rhodes. Triple H can't wrestle anymore.
Oh, he's like dead.
Like, well, almost, he almost died, and that's why he can't wrestle anymore. He has like some kind of a hereditary heart defect,
Gotcha.
and now he has a pacemaker.
Can't be getting slammed or taking chairs in the
Or microwaving burritos, according to The Simpsons. That's how they knew that Krusty the Clown didn't commit the crime. He was framed by Sideshow Bob. So, but they're thinking that like something like that might happen before WrestleMania, and then maybe The Rock might be a guest referee in the match with Roman Reigns
Okay,
and
gotcha.
Cody Rhodes, and maybe, and it might even be because he's gone back to full heel Rock.
Okay,
You know,
gotcha.
the sh shut your mouth and know your role,
Yeah,
Rock.
gotcha. Interesting.
If you smell what The Rock is cooking.
But everybody's playing it. Everybody still likes him though, but they're just like,
Oh,
okay,
dude,
you're
he's
gonna
getting
play.
booed now. They don't know.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he's, because first of all, him coming in the way he is, like on top of all the other things, like, you know, him and Oprah came out, like he lost a lot of hit points when him and Oprah came out with that whole wildfire thing in Hawaii. And it's like, hey, I know our houses survived because that's, we paid the fire department to come and protect our houses. But, and also, we don't want to donate any of our own money. So, can you guys give money to help Hawaii?
Oh, geez. Got you. So there's some bad shit going on.
Yeah, they're already, you know, and that was, you know, there was some other stuff before that where
Yeah.
people were kind of already turning on The Rock. So, but yeah, he's getting legit booed now. Back when, you know, when people would come show up to the arena when he first started coming out and starting getting big and holding signs up like "Die Rocky, Die."
Yep. When Steve Austin was the good guy.
No, that was even before that. That was when
Okay.
they tried to make him a good guy,
Yeah.
and he came out, and then they're like, "Well, they're booing me. You might as well just make me a heel." And then he took off his popularity as a heel. When he would come out and like before he cut his hair, when he had his hair all coiffed and weird.
Yeah.
So it'll be interesting to see. I'm just like, dude, I know they're like pivoting, but Vince McMahon isn't there anymore. Like, he gotta have a little bit of faith. Now, I'm not
Yeah.
saying a lot, but just a little.
Yeah. True. Very true.
So, what you drinking?
From Something Brewery. I'm legit,
Something.
that's the name of the brewery, Something Brewery. It's in Colorado, brought to you by Fajor. What's in the box? This is the Tarte Vader blueberry, blackberry, and banana kettle sour, as it seems in the picture. You got some Darth Vader vibes kind of going in behind the scenes. It's a
Like
5%.
enough so that you know where they're heading with the reference, but not enough to get, you know, cease and desisted.
Don't know, man. This is like, if you put the both sides of the face together, I mean, it's straight like Darth Vader's mask.
Yeah, but there's like, but that's not like Anakin's face under it.
No, it's just like a skeleton face.
Yeah.
But it comes in at 5%. It's definitely balanced between the tart and the sourness, and it's pretty light. Like, it's not like you're drinking motor oil or anything, you know, with the overabundance of different fruit in the beer. Definitely
Did you
pretty
roll the
close.
can?
I did roll it, and I opened it in the sink. I did not
Lesson
want.
learned, huh?
Yeah, I just was not in the mood to deal with that again. I am not. I didn't want to stop the show to go clean up beer. But no, it's definitely pretty solid as far as tarts go. I don't know if I get the banana, but you definitely get that blackberry, blueberry like tartness in the sour, and it finishes off with like a little like peck of sour like you would expect from a kettle sour. No, just pretty solid, not too sour. So if it's something where you don't really like your beers too sour, but you don't want a sweet, like a smoothie sour, I definitely would recommend this one from Something Brewery in Colorado.
I wonder if that's something they specialize in, getting that right balance between farm, like the what's it called, the sour where it like strips the enamel off your teeth and immediately gives you heartburn, and the other end where it's basically just a melted milkshake with a little bit of alcohol in it.
Pretty much.
So my original plan, I was going to stop on the way home from work at this liquor store, M&M Liquor, because they carry like a lot of the Wildwork beers and a couple other places that also do kettle smoothie sours. I was looking to get a pie beer, and so I was like, "Nah, I just want to go home. I need to take it." And I'm like, "I want to take a nap before the recording." And so I'm going through trying to figure out what to drink, and I had one beer set aside. And I don't, it just dawned on me literally right now. And I'm like, wait a minute. I grabbed a pie themed beer anyways. I grabbed this because I want to make sure I grab it before the flavors drop off too much. Because it's came out at the end of last year. And it's definitely has flavors, if you let sit too long, that kind of fade pretty quick. So every year for, Bottle Logic has their releases of their Stasis beers. February, you always get their raspberry chocolate truffle one. And in November, you get two pumpkin pie beers. You get one that's just the pumpkin with the pumpkin puree and all that stuff, right? Just straight pumpkin. And then you get another one that's more pumpkin pie inspired, called the spice, which is this one I have, the Spice Must Flow. It is a pumpkin spice coffee ale.
Nice. That one sounds pretty good. I give it a
It
swig.
is pretty good. It's got the
Because you normally don't like pumpkin beers, right?
I don't like the pumpkin itself necessarily, but this is pretty good because it's got the like the cinnamon and the nutmeg. It almost more just tastes like a fancy coffee. And it's pretty good. I this is probably one of my favorite releases. Oh yeah, like get that. The coffee's not as strong, maybe, but I don't think it, no, it's, I mean, it's there. It's just on the front more for, is the nutmeg.
I got you.
Is more of the stronger flavor. Oh, and just a PSA for people listening. That wasn't one of us making weird sounds. That was Sean's cat's purring.
I didn't see. I was wondering if it was if how quiet was picking up.
Yeah, no, it like the little green box would light up.
Oh, jeez. You're too loud. Over here being demanding, asking for love. I'm busy. I'm busy,
You're busy,
boy.
and it's like, I don't care. I saw someone made the point. It's like people don't like cats because they're an exercise in consent. It's like you don't get to pick when you pet the cat. The cat chooses.
Right?
Like I told my coworker, it's like, yeah, you go to pet a cat and it doesn't want it. It'll scratch you or bite you and run away or whatever. It's like you want to pet the dog and it wants to be left alone. And it's just like, yeah, whatever. I guess this is happening. I got no choice. Oh man. So my wife and I went to Matterhorn themed speakeasy pop up
Oh, where was this at?
in Montclair. And quite possibly one of the sketchiest neighborhoods I've been in for a while.
Was cheap. Brent was cheap.
It was at one of the chain of 80s bars that there are now. Remember when we went to go, when we, you went to go, I can't remember what it was, one of your buddy's friends worked at a bar and like they had Speakeasy? Is that the brewery? The one up in San Fran with the eyes? But they had that on, they had gotten some of that on tap, and you're like, oh, let's go check out this bar my friend works at. They said they got this brewery on tap.
It
Remember
sounds
that, you know, the brewery we went to?
familiar.
We were in San Francisco and we went there, and then like the logo was just like the eyes looking through the little hole in the door. And when we went, it was like cover bands were playing. It was The Cure and Billy Idol and somebody else. But anyways, that
I'm
became
trying.
an 80s bar, like
Oh,
a themed
gotcha.
80s bar. I think it is Speakeasy Brewing up
Okay.
in San Fran.
Oh, yeah. I got what you're saying. I think it was. I haven't tried their beer in so long. I thought they went out of business for a hot
They
second.
did some weird thing, like they kind of did but kind of didn't, because they closed the tap room, but then they went out of business, and then they said, no, we're going to keep the we're open, but we're only going to be open like 2 days a week for like 3 hours or something. And it's like, well,
When we have staffing. We'll call we
or beer.
don't call us, we'll call you.
It's like, yeah, we'll be open like it's like Friday and Saturday, and that was it. And that was the last I heard for them. I haven't seen anything really on social media, but anyways, so we're there because it's like an indoor swap meet across the street, and they're like, yeah, just go ahead and park in that parking lot. And I get there, and I see one of the entryways is blocked off with a gate, and I'm like, well, I don't know. I mean, I know they said to park here, but is that legit, or are they just like, you can park there, and just
Ask.
don't tell them we said you could park there. So, because there was like maybe six or seven parking spots in front, and
That's it.
it was like barely enough for the staff. So I ended up just parking on the street, and there was a couple of us. Like, we had a reservation, it was for 7 p.m. You had to, make a reservation, couldn't just show up. So we go to check in, and they're like running behind. There's issues with the iPad that they have to check us in, and we don't get in there till like 5 or 10 minutes after our time. And there's like a 90-minute time limit. We're like, well, they should give us a few more minutes. Like, they fucked up, not us.
Oh, geez, they still held you to that 90
Yeah,
minutes.
because like they had a security guard there by the exit. So I was wondering how we're gonna get out. And they had us walk through the 80s bar and into this room. And then they kind of put us in this little room where they had like fake like kegs and stuff set up, and they gave us the spiel, the rules. And then they let us go in, and they give us a yellow wristband. And at like 15 minutes before it was time up, security guard came around. He's like, you got a yellow wristband? I was like, yeah. And he's like, all right, you got like 15 minutes before you got to go. And I was like, well, first of all, thinking in my head, I'm like, first of all, like, we didn't get in until like 10 minutes late. And second of all, the lady was like, try to keep it to 90 minutes. If you go over by a little bit, that's fine. But
She was good cop. He's bad cop. He's like, you're get
oh, the worst cop, yes.
I'm gonna fucking punch you and push you out of here.
Right, basically, or pick you up and just throw you out like Ron White. They threw me out of the bar. And he's like, I don't know how many security guards they were going to take, how many security guards it would take to kick my ass, but I know how many they were going to use. So we get in there, and it's just like us and like one other party of four. And so we go in, and we got pretty much the place to ourselves for a little bit.
You're just like, dude, there's nobody fucking here. Why are you kicking me out?
Well, no. I mean, that was like for the first like 5 or 10 minutes,
Oh,
which was
gotcha.
cool because we got to take pictures and stuff. So I got like the wall. So it looked like a log cabin inside. They even had complete with like they had a area where it was like a library on like fireplace, a little chair by it, a stuffed howling wolf, a piano. On each wall, they had windows like with LCD screens with like make it look like it was snowing outside. And every so often, like a wolf or a couple deer would walk by. There was like a Yeti out there that would come and look in the windows and do things. One of the windows, like he would clean it. The other one, he would like get upset because you're ignoring him, and he came with flowers and then throw them out there. And for some reason, we ended up sitting next to the window where he would get mad and just smear poop on the window. Like he would put his hand down and pick it up, and he had to smell it and then just smash it into the window.
Gross. The
Yes.
poop
Every so
window.
often, you would hear like a siren and the kind of like it feel like it was shaking, and you look at the there was a screen behind the bar, and there was like an avalanche coming down. All the
Interesting.
drinks were like winter themed, so a lot of them had like mint, chocolate, and mint,
He
which I'm like, nah, I'm not cool with those. I had one drink, I can't remember everything that was in it, but it was like an old fashioned. It had like cranberry and like sage. I think that
Okay.
was sage and stuff, and it was all right. It was a little too
Stagey.
stagey, yes. And I had the first one I had was Oh, it was like a Collins, and it served in like a little like shepherd beer, like a cup. Jody had this apple pie one, so it had like a lot of apple bourbon, like apple flavors with caramel.
Okay.
The one that I liked the most, surprisingly, was like a little martini with vodka and grapefruit liqueur and grapefruit juice. The drinks were about 18 to 20 bucks a piece, depending on what you got. You could either order at the table with the QR code, or you can go to the bar and pay cash, and they actually surprisingly had a cash discount.
That's kind of weird, but okay.
Right. I don't know what the discount was, because Jody was just buying everything.
You're
My
like,
birthday.
woo!
It was for my birthday.
You're like, I'm getting drunk.
Yeah, so she and then she had a non-alcoholic drink, another caramel one where they put like a handmade caramel chew on top of it as a garnish.
Yeah.
I mean, all the stuff they made was like all the juice, all the cocktail juices and stuff that they made were handmade. They made them in house. It wasn't like, at least they claimed to.
Yeah.
The cranberry stuff.
Yeah.
She was, it's like, would you go again? I'm like, I don't know. Like, I felt a little rushed, but I was also a little weird. I don't know. I just wasn't feeling it there that day. But once I got in and got into it, it was pretty fun. The bathrooms were all themed up. They had signs that had mountain related dad jokes
Oh, jeez.
and mock posters for bands that were
Yeah.
performing at the lodge. At some point, the guy in a Yeti costume came around taking pictures with people and stuff.
Of
And then
course.
later on, some other dude came around, a Yeti hunter carrying a baseball bat looking for the Yeti because the Yeti owed him money.
That's
And
weird.
he came out, it was like a couple minutes before we had to leave. And he was like, "So, what you getting next?" And I said, "Throwing out."
He's like, no.
And he's like, "What?" And I'm like, "Yeah, dude, it's like we started at 7, man. We gotta go. Can't stay here, but we can't go home. We don't gotta go home." Which, for being old, that hour and a half limit was pretty nice. Like, it's like, "Oh, well, I guess we gotta go home now because we can't stay here."
Exactly.
The next event, I think, isn't gonna happen until late, like April or May, is Tron themed.
Really interesting.
So we'll see how.
I never got into Tron really.
It's the world is better than the movies, I guess. Like the movies are kind of, especially the original one, it's kind of long and slow.
Yeah.
But all the whole concept of the light cycles and everything like that
Pretty
is
groovy.
pretty cool, especially with the special effects and the time that it came out.
Yeah.
It was like how Avatar and Jurassic Park were both cutting edge. Like that was cutting edge at the time, or The Matrix.
Yeah, that's fair. That's
But now
fair.
you watch it. It's like people that see Bullet Time now that's like young, like Gen Z, and they see The Matrix, and it's like, this stuff is hack. They do this all the time, and it's like, no, you don't understand. That had never been done before. All
Yeah. This
right, Boomer.
started
Yeah.
it.
Okay, Boomer.
Back in my day, we didn't have this kind of effects in our movies.
Right? Oh man. So apparently Monster is doing what every company does when they acquire other companies.
Yes.
So they acquired CANarchy because they wanted to come out with Monster Hard Seltzer,
Yeah.
and they needed an alcohol distributor, and it's the way the government and red tape works, it's just cheaper to buy one than it is to make your own.
Pretty
Well,
much.
not just cheaper, but faster too.
Yeah.
But,
Anarchy's
and so they
only
bought.
in it's well, it's on the West Coast, isn't it?
No, it's pretty much southern and eastern breweries. It's multiple breweries. Like the main two were like Cigar City and Oscar Blues were like the main two
Okay.
that kind of got. There was like the two that teamed up and were like, "Hey, we can't survive in this world against Budweiser. We gotta work together." And so it's like Budweiser, I mean, it's like those two, and then a couple other smaller ones. And so apparently, like a little while ago, they basically dismantled the Austin Oscar Blues Brewery.
Yeah.
And nothing's confirmed. Nobody's come out and said anything confirming this necessarily, but a lot of people are like, employees are coming out talking behind the scenes to beer people. Like, Don't Drink Beer is one of them who I saw, and he's like, He's like, "Whoa, whoa, don't sue me for, anything, because I don't, my libel insurance is paid up. I'm just, this is all allegedly and what I've heard from people. I'm not claiming any of this to be true." But apparently, over the last 2 weeks, they've cut their brewing staff down to like 6 people from almost 20,
Damn.
including the guy that like started, basically did all of their beers that put them on the map, like Hunapu, and there was a couple other ones where it was like. And back in the day, like those are the ones like people would, buy up and then trade across country for triple or quadruple the value.
Yeah.
I mean, they even made a whole one beer festival to go pick it up, like they do with Dark Lord Day, the Hunapu Day, where like you buy tickets and then with your ticket you get like an original one, and then you get, depending on what level you buy, a certain number of bottles of the variants that they do, kind of like
That's
how Goose Island does with the Bourbon County.
yeah.
And so he's like, he was like one of the first ones to let go. And so what they're saying is that Monster wants to turn that into a flavor laboratory. He's like, "I don't know what that means." And I'm guessing they're probably trying to figure out the best way to make a lemon lime Monster hard seltzer.
Yeah.
Like try to figure out those kind of
Good.
flavors. Like it's like just go buy some Trulies or, between Truly and all the other ones, there's probably every combination has been made already.
Yeah. Dude, that's not, that's crazy. Terrible news. Terrible.
So, on a funnier note, apparently somebody was pranking a couple Burger Kings. A couple of them didn't fall for it, but one of them did.
Oh,
So somebody
jeez.
called up claiming to be from the fire inspector, claiming to there was a gas leak, and the only way to stop the restaurant from exploding was to break all the windows.
Oh my gosh.
And so police were called to one of them at like 9:30 at night because somebody called the police and said, "Hey, I just drove by the Burger King and there's like a bunch of people out there breaking all the windows."
Wow. Were they
Some of
even
the
they were
comments I
they
saw down.
yeah, were they able to even track the number down? Probably not.
I didn't see that they were, but one of the comments was like, "Can't you just open the door? Like, open the doors? Why you gotta break the windows?"
Jeez.
So, they don't hire for intelligence at fast food restaurants.
Nope.
They just hire someone who can flip a burger when the button, when the beeper goes off. Oh man. So this is an interesting story. A vegan bakery in Long Island.
Being assaulted, fucking swiped at.
See,
Bro.
consent. Read from
Bro.
Love Me to I Will Murder You.
You could jump up on my lap, but don't fucking swat at my hand.
Because you're not loving, you're not paying attention.
Dude, I'm tired of bending down to pet him. Just jump up here. We could both win.
Yes. He's like, "No, again, consent. I want to be petted and I want to be petted under my terms. And you will suffer if I do not."
Right.
But this Long Island bakery, people were like going there, getting their donuts, and someone made an observation. "Man, these, for being vegan, these donuts taste pretty amazing. They're pretty spot on to Dunkin' Donuts." And someone was like, "Wait a minute." And so they took their donuts and compared them with Dunkin' Donuts. And in fact, that's what they were. They just went to Dunkin' Donuts and bought a whole bunch of donuts,
And
put them in
sold
their
them.
display case, and upcharged them as vegan.
Oh, shit. That is not wise to do. This is how you get in
No.
serious trouble.
Yeah, they're being investigated by, authorities, the vegan police.
Oh, no, not them.
"You were once vegan, now
They're
you will be gone."
exactly. That's really shit. That's fucked up to do, though, man.
For being such an obscure line in a movie, I've referenced that more than I ever thought I would.
Right. Jeez. Yeah. It's crazy.
I
There's
mean,
actually, yeah, it's funny because there's actually like a vegan donut store in Philly. But they just make like they make donuts and then like when they sell out, like they sell out. But they're actually pretty good. Like I don't
Which you can
think.
tell the difference in the consistency and than regular donuts, right?
Well, the cake, yes, for cake donuts, it's very easy to tell, but the fried ones, if you aren't paying attention, and or if you're not a donut like connoisseur, you're probably gonna get fooled. Because it's not, the texture is not off enough to if you were just, if you just picked up a chocolate donut, like dark chocolate donut, started eating it, like you just wouldn't know. Wouldn't know. So, but yeah, they have, yeah, I definitely would say like fried vegan donuts are better than the cake ones. Like the cake ones, I don't need to say anything more.
I mean, we can figure it out. Yeah. So same thing as,
I
you know,
plead the
once my
fifth.
brother was diagnosed as a celiac averse and everything became gluten free. It's like, oh yeah, it's like my wife ruined a couple of my favorite desserts for holidays because she wanted him to be included. And it's like, no. Don't ruin that one. He can have other things. He can, except for but I want that. 'Cause you only make it for holidays.
Yeah.
And she's like, yeah, but and it's like fine. And it's like you can just tell there's like a graininess, you know, like something. I mean, it's not bad, it's just different.
The problem is, it's always the egg. If it needs egg, that's always the hard one. Because there's just, I feel like the substitute doesn't come close. Like milk, almond milk, not really. Like milk chocolate, dark chocolate, depending on like how chocolatey the dessert is, you're really not gonna like notice much. But the egg, the binder, is always the problem.
And same thing like with gluten, it's the flour, like whatever the rice flour is just grainier than regular flour and doesn't quite mix as well. So I'm sure, you know, their Yelp score is gonna be plummeting.
Did you write an angry?
I didn't, but I'm sure, you know, the vegans. Oh man, so our government finally worked together, Sean, on something
Oh, to
that
help
caused.
homeless people, to help the financial issues going across the country, any of that?
No, they said if the Chinese company that owns TikTok doesn't sell it, then they're gonna and within a certain amount of time, then it's gonna be banned in the US.
Gotcha. Gotcha.
Because only American companies can steal Americans' data. Not these foreign Chinese countries. And these people are like, yeah, but the Chinese. And it's like, dude, I don't have any government secrets on my phone. It's okay. I mean, I don't have TikTok either, but my wife has TikTok and she doesn't have any government secrets.
Just a bunch of kids being jackasses doing
Well, and
pranks.
you know, the conspiracy theory of the common folk is that TikTok is, you know, the largest source of news for people under 30. And of course, on Reddit, people are like, yeah, source the news from China. And it's like, really? Because all the couple people that my wife follows are all white folk and they seem more America than Chinese, but you know, whatever makes you feel better about whatever. So the TikTok CEO came out and was talking about, you know, all the creators and stuff that'll hurt and all the American creators and people that have made it their livelihood will lose their job.
I don't know if you know this, CEO of TikTok, but Americans like fucking over Americans on shit. That plea you just made means jack shit.
Yeah, because the people that already want it banned anyways are going to be like, what jobs? They don't have jobs. They just fucking shake their ass on, you know, in a video, make money. Like I sent a meme to
Yeah,
friends of the
do.
show Solid Snack and Man Thing,
Yeah.
and it was a guy all upset, and it was like, me on my way to my physical labor job, knowing there's some Asian chick sitting in her apartment wearing cat ears with a tentacle dildo shoved in her ass, making way more money than me. And then on the bottom, it's like, now I'm angry and erect.
Oh, jeez.
Speaking of people making money off the common folk, Airbnb passed a new rule that I don't know if
Ooh,
it's going to help the
a new
renters,
one.
actually, surprisingly.
A new one.
Yes. So they made a rule, and now they're, well, I don't know if it's making a new rule or backtracking an old rule would be the better way to put it, but they had made a rule where you the people owning the property
Yeah.
could have cameras inside, but only in like common areas.
Mm-hmm.
And also only if you clearly delineated that you had cameras inside on your rental form.
Got you.
Like you couldn't be like people rented the property and showed up and said, and then you had signs there saying, oh, by the way, there's cameras in the living room and the kitchen.
Yeah.
When my brother was getting right before ready to move back to Georgia, he had sold his house and stuff, and so he had a going away party, and they were here for another week or so before they left. And so they got an Airbnb, and it was all decked out to be a party house. They had like an area in the back where they had like cornhole and horseshoes and a big old pool and a bunch of other pool games and stuff. But they're also like, yeah, no parties. And it's like, I'm feeling mixed messages. And so there's houses that look down and around it, and it was like in a kind of nicer neighborhood in Oceanside. And so it's
Yeah.
like, I bet you this was a party house, and the neighbors complained.
No, yeah, probably. Gotten out of
They
control.
had, but they had cameras in like the kitchen and the living room areas.
Yeah.
And so effective April 30th, no cameras are allowed anymore in any Airbnb properties.
Heyo. Yeah, the previous rule, and this doesn't go, this isn't with cameras. I get both sides of the story with the camera. But my favorite rule was that they like started showing the total price instead of like the fake
Oh
price.
yeah.
That was huge, man. Dude, I would get so upset. Like I literally refuse to like I'd rather go to a hotel than Airbnb. Because
Well,
it's all
especially if you're
the
going to get
it's all
charged the
the
cleaning fee,
yeah, I get cheap.
and you have to clean. You have to clean, and you're going to get charged the cleaning fee too.
Yeah, it was like you need to take out the trash, you need to start the take all the laundry off or all the sheets, put in the washer and start running it. I'm like, no.
So I'm gonna get
This
my
is fucking
security deposit back,
stupid.
like an
Right?
apartment.
Dude, I was like, fuck this. This is stupid. I'm not doing that. I'm done. I don't care.
Right.
I'd rather go to a hotel.
Well,
It's too much.
especially in our situation, like it would make way more sense if, like, when my mother-in-law and her husband's family came out, like he had gotten some money that he didn't know he was owed. He had rented some land to somebody, like a major corporation for dairy stuff on his own farm that he had when they first met, and he had kind of forgotten about it. And all of a
Yeah.
sudden he got a pretty hefty chunk of change check in the mail.
Yeah.
And at first he was like, I don't know what. He was like, what is this for? And then he's like, oh, I know what it's for. And he remembered and stuff. And so he brought the whole family out to California for a week. So it was like, his daughters, he has four or five daughters and their spouses and their kids and his grandkids.
Oh, yeah.
They went to the beach, like they're out here for like a week. And so they went to the beach and Disneyland and a bunch of different places. And he got an Airbnb where like everybody had their own bedroom. And
Yep. Which
it's
is
like,
a
yeah, that
pretty
makes
cool.
perfect sense.
Yeah. Well, that's a pretty cool eight. That's what I like because we did like the similar thing in New Orleans. Like there was multiple restrooms, like there was a bunch of bedrooms, but then there was like one big common area to like hang out on the couch and the kitchen table and stuff.
And you have a kitchen too, so if you don't want to like go out for breakfast, because for 20 like 10 people, going out to breakfast is a lot different than two people.
Yeah, exactly.
But that's why they're saying that the Airbnb is dying anyways. Between that and between the government, a lot of city governments passing laws against that hurt them,
Yeah.
and the fact that they're not letting parties happen. That's the other thing. People are like, wait. The only reason I want to get an Airbnb is because I don't want to trash my house. I want to trash somebody else's.
No. See, it should really, yeah. No, Airbnb is a fine idea, but I do agree, like, we can't have corporations, like, buying up properties and just turning them into Airbnbs and
Right.
jacking up, like, prices and stuff like that. It is a little different. If it's, like, you own, like, your secondary house, or it's, like, the one that we went up to Seattle, it was, like, a garage converted in, like, they lived upstairs,
Yeah.
like it wasn't like it was like a separate like thing. They just converted like the down like their basement into like a little one bedroom apart like place to stay. And I think
It would
when we went to Buffalo, it was like the same thing. It was like somebody bought like a duplex, and so they lived up top, and then the second the bottom was the Airbnb.
Right. Like where my wife's grandparents used to live, their house. They bought it from a lady, and then they have a basement, and she basically turned the basement into a apartment for her daughter that lived downstairs. And so the upstairs had, three bedrooms and stuff, and then the downstairs had another bedroom, a living room, a dining room, a kitchen, a small little kitchen, But yeah, it's just I was gonna say, like, when corporations own like the whole a whole street in a new build because they want to make those into Airbnbs already. Yeah, when I went to the Kings game, I don't know if it came across your radar out there, but it was all over Southern California social media for a while. Right across the street from the crypto.com arena, there's these high rises, and I would go to the games and stuff, and it's like I would see the construction equipment. I'm like, are they building those still? Is time slowing down? Like, what's going on? And then it came out, and like, I don't know where how it started, but someone started tagging on the windows, and then pretty soon people were like climbing up, see who can get up to the higher windows. And so at some point, pretty much all the windows were graffitied up all the way to the top.
Jesus.
And like the city would come and like, try to get the people off the like arrest go to try to arrest the people, but the owners wouldn't necessarily press charges. And come to find out, it's some Chinese investment company that was building them. And then China passed laws and locked down on the amount of Chinese money being released out into the world. That was basically their way of embezzling money from the Chinese government. And so now these buildings, like, so last time we went, first time before, they just had a regular chain link fence, and then now they had like the super industrial fence around the chain link fence.
Jeez.
And so, sometimes, foreign investments don't always work out.
No, they don't.
Speaking of foreign things that don't always work, Sean.
Dude. Yeah, so I think I messaged you yesterday, but finally, we've been bitching, I think, on the show forever, and it
Has
finally
this started?
happened. I didn't even know. It just,
I
no
was gonna, I didn't know if
announcements.
you knew. I got an email. I got an email like on my birthday. It was like a birthday present to me from High Dive.
I probably got an email that I just missed. Or did ignored. One of the two. I don't know.
Or both.
I don't read my emails. Fuck that. I'm not at work.
Right. It's like I read emails. I get paid to read emails. I'm not gonna do it on my free time. It's like I don't as a hobby, tell people to stock shelves or pack orders.
Fuck that. Don't do that. Don't get paid for that.
That's why you read your personal emails on company time.
True. But High Dive, the anime company, finally updated their app, and oh my God, I haven't it looks so nice. You could download anime and offer offline viewing. Wow. This is like it went from
Also
like
closer to
F
this
to A
decade.
plus like quick.
No. Slowly
Oh,
roll on the
true.
A plus.
Okay.
I got
Maybe
some.
I'm just too excited. Maybe I'm just too
You're
excited.
a little too excited. I'm definitely not giving it. It doesn't get the A for me, Sean.
All right. I'm just overly excited. It's probably not an A, but I
Have you
have.
actually tried to use the app since they did the update?
Yeah,
Or are you just
I tried to watch an anime yesterday. I wasn't able to because it didn't up. I think it was a updated delay, and I haven't looked at it. I did find it a little like it picked up like continue watching animes like did not pick up the right timeline. I don't know where they were like, hey, he was watching anime at this time, like, 4 months ago, and that's the point, which was kind of annoying.
Oh, and then on my continue watching, they don't have shows listed by name. They just have the episode names of the show. And two of the spots are taken up by Oshinoki, which I finished. Two of the spots are taken up by that stupid fucking dog anime, which I finished. And there's another one that has like two spots in the continue watching. And I'm like, those are the same show. Why do I need to have? So, and I think one of them might be the the emo dude with the girl
Yeah.
that's in the second season show.
Yeah,
I can't remember the name of that show.
dangerous in my heart.
Danger, and that one, and I think there's one other. It's like there's like six anime, and there's only four. Like there's like three animes that are duplicates and two that are not. So there's like eight spots
Yeah.
for four anime, five anime.
Yeah.
So I'm hoping that like, because I had the update on my
Yeah,
phone.
hopefully it'll fix itself out. I have not seen the Xbox update yet.
Yeah, see, that's where I saw it on the Xbox, and I'm like, well, maybe they fixed it on the phone. Maybe they just the X. No, it's the same.
Yeah. I've only looked at my phone, so it's basically the same looking app.
Yeah, because it doesn't have like. I started watching Dangers in My Heart. I mean, not in My Heart. I started watching the Magic Girls, and I started watching Chain Soldier, and those aren't showing up on my continue watching.
It's because it's too dirty. They don't want you to get caught. They don't want you to your friends to turn on your or your loved one to turn on your anime app and be like, "Look at this garbage. Look at my
What
filthy
if my only
husband."
loved ones are contained on my anime app?
It wasn't designed for you then. Oh, speaking of anime. What about just starting a brand new show that started last season and not really watching anything coming out this season? Womp
I mean, I'm still caught up on the two that are important, I guess. One being Frieren. It's almost
Yeah.
done. I think there's only like two more episodes left of that, so we better if you're not caught up or close to being caught up, you better start watching.
Yeah, I hope they're making season two quick because, that story is nowhere even close to being done.
Right.
Returner's Magic Should Be Special is on Crunchyroll. I believe this came out last season. I ended up watching a 30-second clip on r/anime, and of course, I was like, "Oh, this looks interesting." So I started watching it. I think I'm up to episode like five right now.
Me too.
Heyo, look at that! Look at that! I would say that it is a positive average show.
Yeah, I mean it's the actual like story and characters are maybe slightly above average, but I do like the slight twist.
Yeah.
It's like a he was isekai'd into his own world from another
Correct.
world.
Yeah, that's what I like too. It's at least it's doing something different than everything else right now. I'm sure this story has generally happened before, but at least it's not happening with everything going on right now. So this guy, he ends up in a final battle with this demon lord, and the de they get they defeat the demon lord, and shit goes
We're like, yes, we're the
astray.
only humans in history that have ever defeated the dragon, not
Yeah,
Demon Lord, dragon. And
dragon.
they're like, yes, we can go back to our own world. And they're like, wait a minute. Because there's like things in the world, apparently shadow realms or shadow worlds, where you go in and you do whatever you have to do and then you get back sent back to the regular world. And so they sent like it was something crazy, like what? They said like 10 million people died in like 10 years. It was like some
Yeah.
crazy amount of people died over a 10-year period fighting this battle. Including
Yeah.
some of his like really close friends, and
Yeah, and
they're like
homeboy
fighting.
like every 5 minutes is having flashback of one of his two dead friends.
Right. But it's like he's like, okay, and all of a sudden they're like, wait a minute, we're all still here. We didn't save anything. And then all of a sudden, like the dragon starts just turns into giant magic bomb and
Yep.
blows up everything.
Yeah, so he ends up somehow, instead of dying, he goes back in time back to the school, and he's like and
The
like his
very beginning of
mission
school.
yeah and his mission is to make his like ev all his friends and make everybody train harder and become stronger so that way it doesn't happen. So it has a pretty cool premise. It's easy to fix on. I kind of like that the whole group he was with is just not in the anime, because at least it makes it a little bit more realistic. I was like, dude, is this gonna be like a whole group of friends like in high school
Right,
or some
he's gonna
shit?
go and find like his friends before the battle, and then the people that survived and just become some sort of weird clique. So far,
Exactly.
you've only run into one of the group that survived at the end, one of the six. Briefly.
Yeah, I do like how they are suspicious of him, because of like he knows too much of what's going of like of just general knowledge of things. So you could definitely tell like there is like a little bit of distrust, but like they end up like at least the two friend the first two friends that he's working with like still like, you know, okay, they still end up getting along. So it's just crazy. It's just weird that like he's gonna rewrite history and but you know still be able to like grab his friends to like work and train with. So it like I said, it's nothing mind-blowing. It's nothing like amazing. It's not like gonna win. It's not gonna win fixed awards at Crunchyroll.
It did not win awards if it came out last season, past tense.
It did not win any corrupted awards by Crunchyroll or anything. But I mean, it is still enjoyable to watch. It's just average though.
Right. And like in the world, there's the school is split into two classes, the clashing with like basically royalty and then the commoners, and there's disdain between the royals and stuff. And I do like in the one episode where the girl, the guy tried to get her to join his clan and be part of the royals and maybe move up to the royal class, and then come to find out that, he finds out, the main character like tells her, it's like, yeah, I know why you're here, is because your family's not truly royal. You just bought that title. You didn't, it's not by blood. And the whole, and she's the one that's most suspicious. She's like, dude, I don't know what's up with you, but I'm gonna find it out. I'm gonna find out. And so, she was offered a spot and she turns it down and stuff, and then the guy gets all pissed. And you kind of do through flashback, you realize, oh, this guy kind of actually has a fairly legit reason to hate commoners. Other than just I'm rich, you're poor. Because it seems like apparently his family was, assholes, but he was too young to know. And so the commoners revolted against his family and murdered them.
Murder. Yeah, I do like how they do preference that even though you might be a very talented magician, but if you're a commoner, fucking means nothing.
Yes.
Like it's better to
And
be
stuff.
a terrible magician but be part of the rich people.
Yeah. And they showed like their training grounds and the food they get to eat and their classrooms. And then meanwhile, like they're like, oh yeah, this is the room you can use to train, and there was all those rats.
Not the
Mean, like the jokes are pretty good. The animation, like they look like normal people until like they do a reaction, like the girl thinks that the swordsman friend is adorable, and that's how he basically uses that thought to guilt her or bribe her into joining the group. And she's like, well, why should I join you? And it's like, well, if you don't, then I get to hang out with him. He's gonna get to hang out I get to hang out with him all by myself, and no one else will be there. And she's like, wait a minute, fuck that, I want to hang out with him too.
You're
but
funny.
but yeah, I mean, it's entertaining. I wasn't watching it. There was no at no point was I watching it thinking I could be watching something else that was better. And I wasn't feeling like I was wasting my time. And I don't. I mean, I know that what we're saying isn't sounding like the most glowing of reviews, but we're also, I guess, more tempering expectations, right?
You can't be disappointed if you set the bar at the correct place.
Yes.
It's like a video game. $60 versus $20, the expectation is so much different.
Well, I was going to say it's more like In-N-Out, because everyone hypes up In-N-Out and people come from out of the state or out of the country and try In-N-Out, and they're like, yeah, it was all right. It's like, no, you don't understand. The hype of In-N-Out is it's quality ingredients for way cheaper than most places. Like, to me, In-N-Out isn't like, oh my God, this is the best hamburger or these are the best French fries. It's like, no, you don't, like, you can watch them fucking take a potato and make it into your French fries. Like, you can watch them do it. There's no, they don't take the potatoes into a back room and do anything to it. They don't, there's no secrets. And it's, eight, what is it now? Like, probably like eight, 6 to 8 bucks for a meal, for a double cheeseburger meal, which compared to everybody else.
Fuck, even Burger King's like, I feel like it's like $13
Yeah. And
for a
so that's
meal.
the appeal of In-N-Out, is that it's not that it's like, oh my God, they belong on the argument of S tier, best hamburger, best French fries ever. But You know what you're going to get for a good price.
Yeah.
And that's what we're setting the expectations of. You're not going to be like, oh my God, this is groundbreaking. This isn't like, you know. But yeah. Because I know we've been that's been mentioned before, that it's like, man, the way you talked about that thing makes me not want to do it. And it's like, oh, well, that wasn't our intention. Our intention was just to let you know that there's probably better stuff out there if you're just getting into anime. If you're an avid fan of anime and need something to watch, definitely
Yes.
watch this.
Exactly. All right, everybody. That's it for today's show. Thanks for sticking around for another fun-filled episode. Make sure you follow us on Facebook, Instagram, Podbean, iTunes, all those other magical places. Untapped. Woo-woo. Woo-woo. And we'll see you guys next time.
Later.